In this week's Parsha, Parshas Kedoshim, we have the mitzvah of Yahavta L'Reacha Kamoicha. And we all know the famous member of Rabbi Akiva, Yahavta L'Reacha Kamoicha Ze Klal Gadol B'Torah. And that needs to be understood, because even though there are, yes, many mitzvahs in the Torah that are relevant to our relationships with other people, but there are many, many mitzvahs in the Torah that are just Bein Adam L'Makim. Why is V'yahavta L'Reacha Kamoicha a klal gadol for the whole Torah? In the mitzvah of V'yahavta L'Reacha Kamoicha, the Torah chose the language of referring to a friend as Reacha. Now in Lashon HaKodesh there's many words that refer to friendship. Chaver, Yedid. And the Torah specifically chose in this mitzvah of V'yahavta L'Reacha Kamoicha the word Reacha. What's the idea behind a friendship that's called Reacha? So, Rav Huttner explains as follows. The Shoresh of the word Reacha is Resh Ayin. Reya. Now, those same two letters, Resh Ayin, are obviously the Shoresh of the word Ra. What's the connection? If they both have the same shoresh, there must be some connection between Ra and Reacha. What does evil, bad, have to do with a close friend? So Rav Huttner explains that there's another word that has the same shoresh. That's a trua. A tkia shvarim and a trua. The shoresh of the word trua is also the resh ayin. What's the connection? So Rav Huttner says that's the real meaning. Trua. What's a trua? A tkia is a full coil that's b'shlemus. A trua is a broken coil, it's broken into pieces. The real shoresh of the word trua, resh ayin, means broken. Like it says in the pasuk, teroyim b'shevet barzel. You'll break him to pieces with this shevet barzel. That's the real shoresh of the word. And that's why ra, evil, also has that shoresh. Because something that's b'shlemus is toif. Something that's broken is bad. That's the word ra. And what does that have to do with a friendship? The pshat is because there's different levels of friendship. There's one level of friendship where it begins and ends with the fact that the two people enjoy each other's company. They enjoy experiences together. They can laugh at each other's jokes. And that's the whole level of the friendship. But each one is really living himself. They just enjoy their company. There's a much deeper, higher level of relationship with a friend. That's Reacha. When the two people are so intertwined and so close to each other, Ad Kedei Kach, that the two of them feel as they're both just two parts of one Shlemus. On my own, I'm broken. I'm not b'shlemus. Only when we're together, the two of us, we're b'shlemus. And when I'm myself, I'm broken. I'm just a trua. That's v'yahavta l'reacha kamoicha. The Torah says that the mitzvah of v'yahavta l'reacha kamoicha is not just v'yahavta. The mitzvah of v'yahavta l'reacha kamoicha is to be able to develop the relationship with another yid, that I'm not just his friend, but with two parts of one puzzle. And our shlemus is only when we're together. But why is that the mitzvah of Yahavta L'Reacha Kamoicha? Let's say we don't have that level of relationship. There's a mitzvah to help any yid. Yahavta L'Reacha Kamoicha means what I don't like to be done to myself, I shouldn't do to other people, like it says in the Gemara in Shabbos. My disoni l'chol l'chavrcho l'esavid. That should be, even if it's not on the madrega of Reacha, you have to do good to everybody. Why does the Torah say the mitzvah of Yahavta, of being native to other people, only through Reacha? It could be over here the Torah is teaching us a very important yisoid. What's the mitzvah of Yahavta L'Reacha Kamoicha? The pashup shad of the mitzvah means that if there's another yid in need, make sure to supply his needs. And when you supply his needs, Yimakayim V'yahavta L'Reacha Kamoicha. But it's possible that the mitzvah is really much deeper. In Parshas Mishpatim, in the Parsha of Halva, that if somebody needs a loan, There's a mitzvah to give him a loan. In kesef talves ami. The lashon of the pasuk is am kesef talves ami esa ani imach. What's esa ani imach? Rashi says, when someone comes to borrow money from you, make sure before you give him the money, you should view yourself as if you're the ani. Understand and feel the pain that he's going through, the embarrassment, the humiliation that he might be going through, that he needs a loan, and only then give him the money. That's in kesef talves ani, as ami, as a ani imach. Make sure you have the ani with you. You feel the anias in you, and then you lend him the money. Why is that the mitzvah? The mitzvah of Hava is to help someone who needs a loan. Why do you have to feel as if you're the poor person? Adrabi, you're the rich one, you're lending him the money. Why do you have to feel as if you're the poor person? We see from over here that the real reason why the Torah is mitzvah to do chesed with other people is not just to supply his needs. There's other ways of supplying needs. Harbe shluchim lamakim. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants Klal Yisrael to connect. If you see someone else in need and you feel the pain that he's going through, just like when you're in pain and you experience discomfort, you do anything you can to ease that pain. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to feel each other's pain, ad kedei kach, that I need to do something about it and make it easier, just like for my own pain. So memela, the mitzvah of halva is not just lend him the money and send him flying. The mitzvah of halva is to connect with him, to feel his pain, to feel what he's going through, and through that to lend him the money. The ikur mitzvah of chesed, and that's the ikur mitzvah of v'yahavta l'recha kamoicha, is not just to do the act of chesed, is to feel each other's pain, to feel their crisis, and just like you solve your own crisis, you do anything you can, you'll do anything you can to solve his crisis as well. If that's true, that's the reason why the Torah chose the word Re'acha. V'yahavta l'Re'acha kamoicha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want just chesed on the level of chaver. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Re'acha. When it's Re'acha, when you're two parts of one puzzle, you could feel each other's feelings, you could feel each other's pain. And mitoich, that connection to help out, help the other person, that's the main feeling, the main mitzvah of V'yahavta l'Re'acha kamoicha. That's the imyan of V'yahavta l'Re'acha kamoicha between Bein Adam l'Chaveiro. What does that have to do with Zeh Klal Gadol B'Torah? All the mitzvahs that we have in the Torah, the Taryag mitzvahs, what's the purpose, the ultimate purpose of all the Taryag mitzvahs? I saw brought down from the Zohar HaKadosh that the Zohar HaKadosh says that the Taryag mitzvahs are 613 eitzes had to be makayim, the one mitzvah of Uladov Kaboy, in order to connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mitzvahs were given for the purpose of connecting us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not just to do the mitzvah v'zeh. The inyan of the Taryag mitzvahs is through that I connect to Hashem. What does the word mitzvah mean? Commonly mitzvah is translated as commandment, a tzivoy, a commandment. But there are those that say that mitzvah has another idea also, miloshen tzavsa. Tzavsa means companionship, closeness, connection. The Taryag mitzvahs are there in order to connect us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, in order for a person to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how do you connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So, the Sfasema says, we say in davening every day, Hu asanu v'loy anachnu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us v'loy anachnu. Loy anachnu has a kri and a ksiv. One of them is loy anachnu with an aleph, and one of them is loy anachnu with a vav. Loy anachnu with an aleph would mean Hu asanu, Hashem made us. Hu asanu v'loy anachnu. We didn't make ourselves. What's the loy anachnu with a vav? Hu asanu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us, v'loy anachnu. We're His. We're part of Him. We're His. Says the Sfasemes, the two things go together. When could it be loy anachnu with a vav? When we could be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a vav, loy anachnu, we're His? only when it's loy anachnu with an aleph. We're not for ourselves. Someone who lives only for himself is stuck in his own selfish, self-centered box. He can never connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He can't connect to anybody. He's so busy and so centered on himself, he can't connect to anybody. But if someone is loy anachnu, he is not so centered and selfish about himself, he could also be loy anachnu, he could connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the ikur tachlis of all the mitzvahs. Taryag mitzvahs, a taryag etzes. How to become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By doing the mitzvahs, we take the center point off of ourselves, and we're able to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yahavta l'recha k'moicha is a zeh klal gadol b'Torah. In order to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not there right in front of us. We don't always feel it as much as we should. It's far away. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, V'yahavta l'recha k'moicha, zeh klal gadol b'Torah. Practice this inyan of getting out of your box. Practice this inyan of being less self-centered, being more attuned to other people's feelings in the mitzvah of Yahavta L'Reicha Kamoicha. Once you do that, and like we explained, Reicha, two parts of the same puzzle, feeling somebody else's pain, feeling someone else's crisis, that itself takes you out of your selfish box. Once you're out of that selfish box, you're already open, just like you developed such a relationship of Reicha with your friend, you could also develop that type of relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of Ladav Kabay. So that could be the reason why, V'yahavta l'recha kamoicha, even though that mitzvah is about Inyanam of Bein Adam Machaveroi, Zeh Klal Godol B'Torah. That will change. If a person could get out of his self-centered point through V'yahavta l'recha kamoicha, that gives him the opportunity to be Mekayim and reach the goal of all the Tariq mitzvahs, Ula Dov Kabay.